From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts. Tonight, you just left for work and had a non-specific feeling that something was happening to your place and it wasn't good. Dan?
Exactly, Tammy. It could be smoke damage, theft, or just too much caffeine, but you can't stop thinking about it.
But with renter's insurance through GEICO, your stuff is covered, so you don't have to worry.
And that's great, because the weekend is coming up and it's chock full of social obligations that are ready to fill that void.
Oh boy, will they, Dan? It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Google has just released a list of questions that people ask about going on a first date. Should you kiss? Should you hug? How about a good firm handshake instead? Fergal Harrington is owner of Intro Matchmaking. Afternoon, Fergal.
Good afternoon.
So handshake, hug, kiss?
Handshake, stand up, eye contact, don't hug, don't kiss at the very first date.
Okay, it's handshake, interesting.
You lean in for a kiss or a hug, it's just a bit creepy. If
a person
instantly isn't attracted to you and then you get them hugging you, it's going to be a little bit off.
Yeah.
No, I think handshake, eye contact, get the chair ready for her or him and, yeah, be a bit chivalrous.
Okay, all right. Handshake can seem formal though.
But a kiss is just inappropriate.
Oh no, I'm not saying that. Just say hello. Rather than
that's a bit awkward. Then your hands are kind of all the way down by your side, and what do you do? It's a bit weird. But people are nervous on dates, so I think to have something organized in your head, you're going to do this. It doesn't have to be like a very long grip and anything too crazy. But I just think from our experience, and there's about 100 dates a week organized in here, it always goes well if the guy does that, stands up, if he's there first. It's obviously worst if she's there first and he arrives in 5 minutes late. Obviously, that's not good. But it always goes down well if he presents himself well, stands up, makes eye contact, shakes hands. Sometimes the guys ask me, should I bring a teddy? Should I bring some flowers? No, definitely not. If the date goes well and you're walking down the street and there's a flower there to buy, do that if it goes well. But gifts beforehand, not great.
If it goes well, a hug when you're saying goodbye?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. And decisiveness and planning ahead to try and plan the second date. Most of the women will complain about the fact that Irish guys are just very slow to engage and react and actually show that they're interested because of fear of rejection.
Mm.
So Johnny won't say to Mary, actually, I like you and I want to see you again. Johnny should probably say, here's my number, Mary, I'd like to see you again. Get in touch. Instead of saying, Mary, give me your number.
Right. Okay. And should you say that on the day? Should you say, I like you and I'd like to see you again on the date?
Absolutely. If you don't say it, then Mary's going to go back off on her friends on WhatsApp and say, he didn't ask for my number. He's clearly not interested. She's going to psychologically get herself out of that zone of thinking that there's a potential there with him.
God.
Whereas he did like her, but he just didn't have the courage to say it.
God, everybody spirals very quickly.
Yeah.
Everything you've run through there, do those rules apply for a same-sex couple?
Yeah. You debate as to who's going to pay for what, but most times if you want to see the person again, you would offer to pay. An old director often said to me before, you fumble, I'll pay. Just make the effort to look like you're appearing that you want to try and help, contribute to the actual meal.
Yeah.
You could debate then if there's two guys going on a date, then who's standing up and who's shaking hands. I think both just stand up and shake each other's hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I suppose, that's probably more complicated than same-sex couple who's going to pay. But you'd be an advocate of the man should pay when it's straight.
If the man wants to see the woman again, he definitely should. And a lot of men are using these days the whole equality card saying, I wouldn't insult you, Mary, by offering to pay because you're an independent woman. What really is, though, I'm a tight arse and I don't want to pay.
Oh, God.
And that's the number one sort of pet hate from women towards men. Women aren't necessarily saying, I want a free lunch, but they hate tightness.
Yeah. No, everybody hates meanness. That's the worst thing.
Yeah.
So then on the second date, if he pays and they go out for dinner again, should she pay?
Usually what she says is, well, yeah, I'm happy to see you again. I'll get the drinks after, or I'll get next time. I'll get the meal next time.
Okay.
But if they don't want to see each other again, the fair, obviously, thing to do is to go 50-50. Go Dutch.
Okay. In these kind of scenarios, like it's early, it's the first three or four dates and your clients, are your clients like just seeing, multiple people all at the same time?
Absolutely
in the early
not.
Stages?
No way. And one woman did ask me that before. She said, can I go out on all five dates through intro and then decide which one I want after? And I said, no, Mary, because the thing is we don't lock them up in a dark room while your life continues. So you need to focus on the here and now and give the attention to the individual that you're actually out on. You don't go and the grass is always greener hoping that Mary's going to be nicer than Bridie and Bridie's going to be better than Elaine. You have to focus on the individual right now. This is what's wrong with online, with Tinder and Bumble and POF. People are just so transient. It's so fickle. It's so dismissive. Everyone's disposable. They go out on 20. I know a person who goes on 20 dates a week on average. They go on lunchtime dates, 5 minute long coffee break sort of dates.
And crikey.
They think they can get to know the individual in that short period of time, which they obviously can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you can understand why they might feel that way, though, that you're concentrating on one person. You're thinking, well, this guy's OK. I'll go out with him again. But then again, if I go out with this guy again, there might be a 10 times better guy that I haven't gone to see.
Yeah, but then people don't get decisive. Then they just feel like they're settling if they don't keep on going on multiple dates instead of actually engaging fully and understanding what makes this person tick, what makes this relationship work. It's just it really messes with people's heads if they continue to go out on multiple dates, because they start losing faith in humanity then, and they start like losing hope. And then they ring me and saying, are there any decent people out there? And I said, yeah, where are you looking? And they say Tinder, Bumble, POF. And I was like, well, they're all free dating apps. Of course you're going to be met with all sorts of drama and chaos if you're on that.
God, that's depressing. Is there, the whole like it's a third date
rule for when you should move on to the next bull stuff?
Yeah,
I would say 3-4 dates. Yeah. And show your intentions and show that you actually want to be with that person. But line it up. Irish men definitely need to get a bit more proactive in terms of saying how they actually feel, because they just don't.
Yeah.
If there's no sort of talk of future or plans. I'm not saying, I also had one guy who said, I'm 39 and I hope for her to be pregnant before I turn 40, and he hadn't joined yet.
Yeah.
So I was like, that's a little too much pressure. Mary might go running. A little bit of the American style without getting too emotional. Just we need to be a bit more honest with what our feelings are and how we are, you know, where we intend to go with this.
Yeah. Okay. So, but like on the third date, then if you think it's going well, do you bring it up? Do you say you're coming back to mine?
Well, I think you talk about making things exclusive and saying that I'm not interested in seeing anybody else right now. How about you?
Okay.
And just have it out in the open and just be very blunt and honest about your feelings. And then if you feel that the chemistry is there and the spark is there and it's reciprocated, then yes, things will happen naturally. We don't really get into like who does what on what date and what number of dates, and people wouldn't tell us anyway. But if they've exchanged numbers on our dates, then that's up to them. Johnny and Mary go off into the sunset.
And do you find, Fergal, that if someone's gone on a lot of first dates, they learn from the experience, or are they remaining at the same level of ignorance?
A lot of the time it might be the latter, because they just continue doing the same thing over and over again and hoping for a different result. And they say things like, well, that's not my type, so that doesn't work for me. I was like, well, your type hasn't worked so far, so you need to stop going for your type. You need to listen and heed the advice. So we will give everyone stats and facts and figures and CSO figures as to why they need to be open to certain things in terms of travel, age, education. They need to stop, you know, pinning themselves down and having this type. If they listen, if they heed the advice, we take them on. If they don't, we just simply don't. So we're very kind of there's a blunt and honest kind of approach to dating that we do.
Yes. Yeah. Someone says, oh God, if a man shook my hand, I'd get the instant ick.
Ick.
A hug is the most casual way to greet someone. Someone else, I assume this is a man. My issue is that I always have sex in the first date. I need to be better at not doing it. If there is alcohol involved, I'm a goner. I'm thinking of one thing, and that's my mini-me.
Right, okay. Well, yeah. How many times does that turn into a second date then, mini-me?
Yeah,
so that's the point.
Probably not, but it's not his mini-me, it's him.
But is he looking for a long-term loving relationship or just to get his wherewithals? You know, that's the point. I mean, some people in their 20s and 30s can have the crack, but then they turn 45 and there's kind of this Peter Pan syndrome where like, oh, I do want to settle down. I want to get married and have kids, but I don't want them yet. Oh, have you got any 22-year-olds in the books? We say, yeah, but they don't want to meet you because you're 45.
Yeah.
So get there faster, I think, is the Irishman's
okay, mini-me, you're a potential loser. That comes from an expert. Fergal, thanks a million for coming into us. That was Fergal Harrington there, dating coach and owner of Intro Matchmaking.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.